Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
News Radio, it's AM 1020, it's KDKA. Voice of Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, the voice will be of angst and of yelling and of screaming and of where we are right now with where we are right now. But it occurred to me this week, and I've spoken to some other people, and they said kind of the same thing. They hit a point in the week where their brain just started saying, "Danger, Will Robinson." Where the voice in the back of their head said, "You need to put the phone down. You're making yourself crazy. Toys in the attic." For me, it was about Wednesday. And over the course of the last 8 or 9 days, I've learned a few things about myself. Human beings typically don't like to learn things about themselves. Because if we're learning it, that means we didn't already know it. If we didn't already know it, that means it's probably not something we was all that happy about. I learned a couple things about myself. I'm better able to recognize the definition of necessary versus the definition of preferred. What we want, to go full Rolling Stone, sometimes it ain't what we need. And stress went through the five stages of death over the span of 3 days. Watching the news and listening to the news went from denial and isolation to anger to bargaining to depression to acceptance. It's about finding a place to put your brain on the shelf for just a little bit. I don't mean find a place to store your brain in a cabin in the woods in the middle of nowhere forever and ever and ever. I don't mean that. Just find something. What have you learned about yourself this week that you didn't know? Eddie says the text, "Thank you to the truckers. Let's not forget the railroads." No, infrastructure. Anybody that's going, not anybody, not me. Anybody that's dealing with this and continuing to function for the betterment of society. A big thank you, yes. When this is over, I hope we continue to say, hey, a big thank you. Hey, Eddie, why did the pencil stink? The radio cut out before I heard the punchline. The joke was, why did the pencil stink? Because it was a number two. I was nervous about it, too. Janet in Lower Borough. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you, dear?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I think the lady with the 12 dozen eggs, I'm going to guess she was maybe taking them to some elderly people.
That's why that did pop into my brain. That's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, well, that's what you hope. That's your first reaction. And again, it's human nature, Janet. Your first reaction is, hey, what the hell? Right? And then if you can, before you open your mouth, if you can think, now, wait a minute, there might be a reason. And you write it off as a potential positive rather than a reactionary negative.
That's what I think, yeah. I did learn something this week.
What'd you learn about yourself?
I can do my own pedicure now.
I'm not making light of it. Did you not think you could do that before, or was it just not a necessity?
I just always went to someone and had it done.
Right, right. And now how did you do?
I think I did pretty good.
All right.
So, yeah.
Now let me ask you this. How often do you get your hair cut?
Oh, about every 6 weeks.
Okay. You got a cut coming up anytime soon?
Maybe about 3 weeks. But I'm going to panic if I can't get an eyebrow wax. That's when I'm going to panic.
Well, it's nice that you've got your focus on it. I'd say I would panic when it came time for a haircut. If I can't go get a haircut, I'm like Sheldon. The hair on the back of my neck's going to drive me nuts. But the saving grace is I'm in radio. I can give myself a haircut and nobody's really going to notice.
Do you know how to wax eyebrow?
I think that's a personal question, dear. No, I don't know. No, I don't. I took shop. Come on, Janet. I know how to tune a carb. That's a great example of the stuff that you never thought of before. It's like, well, okay, I like that, and I can't go get that. Well, maybe I can do that. Here's a text. Maybe the lady with the eggs was buying them from other people. Yeah, I hope. Eddie, eggs last 60 days under refrigeration. Well, then how did they get the best if used by? This says no problems except the thickening of the whites. Geo from Clareton says, shut up, you a face. I have no idea what that means. I mean, he sent it. Kevin in Katanning writes, Laurel Canyon and the counterculture origins. Any thoughts? Take care. Signed, Kevin. What are you talking about? Like, musically with the Eagles and Graham Parsons? Or are you talking about culturally with Ken Kesey and the Electric Kool-Aid Experiment? Eddie, sometimes I feel guilty about wasting electricity by having the radio on. Then you come on. Oh, I thought you were setting me up to slag me. Dang it. I was all getting tense. Sometimes I feel guilty about wasting electricity by having the radio on when you're on. Oh, now see, that's my brain expecting the negative. God's not done working with this gal yet either. 866-391-1020. My neighbor shops for her mother, for me, and for herself. The lady with 12 dozen eggs might have been helping others. I know, and that's what I hope for. But your first reaction, if all you've seen, and again, part of this is the saturation of information, not necessarily fact, but information. And part of this is on my own, which is it's what I'm addressing tonight, that instantly think the worst. If you are bombarded by negative, 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 all the time. And for the last week, we really have been. Certainly enough consistent negative to feel like that's the dominant vibe. You can assume people are doing good, or you can react after staring at your phone for 4 days of people not doing good. So I hope that's it. 866-391-1020. Hey, Eddie, did you know that Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh is just a barred E with some pinky action? No, but I did know that most, not all, but most things in life are enhanced by a little pinky action. I was aware of that. There's a really good show that's happening right now. I think it's on the Access Network. And I'm drawing a blank of the name of it. It's Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC, going around and hanging out with musicians. He did an episode with Sting. He did an episode with Mark Knopfler. He did an episode with Dolly Parton. Just sitting down talking about life. Did an episode with Joe Walsh. And I don't know if you know anything about Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is sober now. Joe Walsh had been sober for a number of years. For a long time, he wasn't. I want to say it's Life on the Road. But check that out. Joe Walsh and Brian Johnson having a conversation. Just put that on a loop. You'll feel better about everything. KDKA Radio. News Radio. It's AM 1020 KDKA. The show is called A Life on the Road. And it's Brian Johnson, who's a Geordie lad. He was, after Bob Scott died, he'd been the lead singer of AC/DC for 1,000 years. And it's Brian Johnson going around hanging out with people that he's known in the music industry. And it's spectacular. He's tough to understand a little bit because he's a Geordie and he gets all wound up. Once you sort through that, there's an episode with Mark Knopfler. There's an episode with Sting. There's an episode with Dolly Parton. It was a British show, but now Access TV runs it. And it's called Life on the Road. And it's just them. Mick Fleetwood. He did one of the episodes with Mick Fleetwood. It's spectacular. So if you're looking for something to get the time passed over the next week or couple weeks or whatever it is, and that's tough, man. That's so tough for human beings. More so Americans. Human beings don't like not knowing, and Americans demand we know now. And that's not where we are. That's not a position that we are able to say we're in right now. It's more unknown than known, and it continues to be more unknown than known. And I watched this week, and people were losing their minds, and I was losing my mind, and I'm watching, and about the middle of Wednesday, my brain said, hey, man. Now, historically, when my brain speaks to me, it can go one of two pathways. Maybe good, maybe bad. But my brain said, hey, man, you need to unplug for a little bit. And at my age now, the definition of unplug my brain is quite different than the definition of unplug my brain when I was in my 20s or 30s. Very different. So there are less options. But I learned things about myself this week, and that's what I'm talking with you about. What did you learn about yourself this week that you didn't know? We learn stuff about ourselves when we have no other option. When here's what's up. You got to deal with it or not deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, it's still going to have to be dealt with. Well, crap, I better deal with it. The two things that I definitely came out with is I have to have one physical activity and one mental exercise every day. And it's really important to space that out. And I'm talking about people that are sitting at home that don't want to sit at home, that are just looking for something to keep themselves from staring at their phones and freaking out. Step one, put down the phone. Get off the internet. I'm not saying forever. Although in the back of my mind, I'm thinking forever one day. I'm not saying forever. But once in a while, especially now, because angst is a click away nonstop. It has been for the last week and a half. That's going to continue. Put the phone down for a little bit. Find you something to do. As the men say in the prison yard, find you some business. For me, I have to do something physically. It was clean the bathroom. That was the first thing where I broke down. I'm cleaning the bathroom. And at the end, two things happen. One, you appreciate your brain being able to come up for air just for a little bit, even though it's, you know, chlorine. You appreciate giving your brain the chance to come up for air emotionally a little bit. And in the weirdest way, but in the best way, it gives you a little snippet of control. Because that's the thing humans fear more than anything, not having control. not being able to deal with their surroundings, not having the answers to sort through what the process is to deal with the surrounding. And when you clean the bathroom floor, that's something that you can control. When you learn a new chord on the guitar, that's something you can control, and that's a double win. You put your brain on the shelf for a little bit, and you come out of it thinking, all right, at least I dealt with that. I can't deal with the news. I certainly can't deal with the Facebook feed. I don't want to see anything about Twitter, but I can control my apartment not looking like a pigsty. 866, that's what tonight has been, basically. Tomorrow is going to be right back with the lunacy. We've talked about movies and music and books, and I suspected it before, but I've heard from people now to flat out said it. My bucket list is not the same. My bucket list is different. My bucket list is more pressing. As Todd Snyder says, if I ever do get my money together, first thing I'm going to do is buy an island and rent a phone line. I can't say the next line in that song. 866-391-1020. Haircut's one thing, says the text, but oh my heavens, what about my roots? I don't know what to tell you. I'd have to know specifically what color was and what color is reemerging before I could sort through it. Now I'm curious. Ha, you said I can tune a car, but can you tune a fish, says the text. Yeah. Although I will say this, REO Speedwagon was a chick band. It wasn't a band you listened to on cassette with your buddies. It was a band you had in cassette box in case you accidentally had a date. Heard it from a Frenchie. Hey, me, me. Hi, is this Debbie in Peters?
No, Rudy.
Rudy in North Hills. My screen's getting weird. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, Eddie?
Well, you know what? Hey, if there's ever a time and you've ever really deep down wanted to be Debbie from Peters, you go ahead, man.
Well, I don't worry about any of it, Eddie.
What do you? Okay, why? How?
Well, I put it all in God's hands.
Okay.
And I firmly believe that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and God's well aware of it. And I think if we all prayed a little bit about it, or thought in silence a little bit about what's going on and ask God to help out and to watch over us. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
Well, this is a great conversation for tomorrow. I don't want to get too deep into it. I do have one question. What good does it do to pray to God if God already knows what's going to happen?
Oh, absolutely, because God loves us so much, he wants to hear our voices.
Oh, no, I understand that, but if what's going to happen, you said what's going to happen is going to happen. If that's the case, why do I need to call in if it's not going to change the outcome of the recording?
No. That's just it. You don't need to call in. But just a prayer here and there and a thought. And thank God for everything that we do have and that things will get better.
It is a really easy thing to look around and say, oh, this is horrible. But it's also a pretty doggone easy thing to look around and go, yeah, this is horrible, but there's way worse going on with this than I'm dealing with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know it. Rudy, I appreciate you calling. I'm still picturing what color hair's coming back in. My neighbor shops for her mother, for me and herself. The lady with 12 dozen eggs might have been helping others. I know. That's why I didn't say anything. But it's noticeable. You don't notice. It's times of heightened social tension. And if you want to compare and contrast, it's really easy. Previous to 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, all right, the before time, if you go back there, Do you remember even noticing what other people bought at grocery stores? Short of weirdness, you know, if it was an entire cart full of Thousand Island dressing and nothing else, you might notice that. But 2 weeks ago, if you went to the grocery store, you didn't look at somebody's cart and go, my God, they've got 3 dozen eggs. They've got 4 packs of toilet paper. You didn't. I didn't. That's the angst. Eddie, I knew about the egg shelf lid because an ex-girlfriend at a farm auction once bid on and won a lot of 40 dozen eggs. It's one of the reasons she's an ex. Sounds like it should have been somebody at least played nice enough with the call. Hey, you remember me? Yeah, I'm looking for some scrambled. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. What have you learned about yourself this week that you didn't know? I had suspicions about myself this week. In some instances, demonstrated I was correct. In other instances, demonstrated that I had no clue. If you've heard the program, it probably doesn't shock you. Jim and Debbie, don't go anywhere. I've got news coming up. I'll talk to you afterwards. It's Crowtopia. Don't forget, Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio. That Facebook page is going to be the news and the updates and the angst. The Facebook page Crowtopia, for the time being anyway, is going to be Kitties Knocking Over Dominoes. KDKA Radio. See, I told you. There's your dose of grim reality. I'll get back to regular stuff tomorrow. I am on the air tomorrow at 1:30. And tomorrow we will talk about what's going on, and you know what's going on, and I know what's going on. But tonight, I've been talking about how you've dealt this week with what's been going on. Because there's an important lesson. There was for me. I've been talking about tonight what I learned about myself this week. I learned at some point you better put the phone down, get rid of the information, but give your brain a break from the information. Very much so when the majority of the information is, you know, Armageddon related. And I want to know, what did you learn about yourself this week? I learned I need one mental thing to do and one physical thing to do every day. And I learned the benefit of that is not just the action, but the sense of control you have when you're dealing with the action. And I also talked about social media. A little bit of a change with my social media. If you follow me on social media, wonderful. If you don't, I think this is really going to drag you in. My Facebook page, Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio, is going to continue to be what it is. It's going to be news, and it's going to be reports, and it's going to be politics, and it's going to be virus, and it's going to be, you know, all the heavy stuff. All right? My other Facebook page, Crowtopia, for too many reasons for me to explain, I have much more freedom on Crowtopia to do what I want. I do what I want. On Crowtopia, that Facebook page, for the time being, it's not going to be anything other than silly and happy and uplifting and smiley. And that includes announcements. I got sent this message. I heard Mangino talking earlier about blood drives. And we're short of blood. We're not short of blood because people need it to be treated for coronavirus. We're short of blood because everybody's busy doing other stuff. Okay? There are still blood drives going on. I got sent a message. If you send me a message, or you send me a link, or you send me a story, and it's something positive, hey, this restaurant's still doing takeout. Hey, we're still doing this. We're still doing... Send it to me. I will repost it on Crowtopia. There is a blood drive that, as of right now, is still scheduled. I believe it's a week from today. It is on my Crowtopia Facebook page. VitalLent.org is doing it. It's at Monticello's. It's sponsored by Monticello's and Universal Riders Club of Pittsburgh. And it's in the North Hills, which I believe Monticello's is on back. All the information is posted. It's on my Crowtopia Facebook page. If you send me that stuff, I'm all about it. If you send me conspiratorial lunacy, I might put it on the other page, but take a little bit of a break. And again, because the rules are different for the two different pages, there will be a lot of music getting posted on my Facebook page on Crotopia. The name of that documentary, by the way, I'm an idiot. The name of that documentary I was trying to remember is Muscle Shoals. Derp. And the commercial, or the trailer, rather, for that documentary I posted on the Crotopia Facebook page. 866-391-1020 to call or to text Debbie in Peters. Debbie, thank you for waiting on me. Hi.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hi. I learned a couple of things this week.
Mm-hmm.
My job is a little unique because I'm a mobile notary, and I go into people's homes to do closing.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And I go into real estate offices, and I go into banks, and I go into, you know, that type of thing. I do closings at Panera's and Starbucks, wherever everybody's comfortable.
You chase signatures is what you do, kind of, right?
I do, and I do it well.
Okay.
I've been doing it a long time.
Okay.
But this week was a little different because when I was confirming my appointments, I had to ask people if they preferred I wear gloves, if they would like to use their own pens and not mine, and were they comfortable sitting at one end of the table with me at the other as I was pushing papers toward them. And it's amazing how versatile people really are. I mean, I've had people hold the door open for me so I didn't have to touch the door, pull chairs out for me so I wasn't touching their chairs, using their own pens. Other people, well, I'm in healthcare profession, it doesn't matter to me. And, you know, and it was just across the board. So it was really interesting to see how, you know, one-on-one people were reacting versus going to Giant Eagle and not losing a limb reaching for eggs or milk.
Did you feel better dealing with people instead of crowds?
Well, I do it all the time, but I've gone out grocery shopping too. So to be quite honest, I've been wearing gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's for everybody's protection. That's not just for me. That's also for them.
Right.
And I felt if I pick something up and I put it back down with a glove on, I'm doing a lot less harm than I would normally, especially if you're looking at produce and things. I mean, I just was watching people and how different people were reacting to things. And some people were acting like there's absolutely nothing going on. And then you turn the corner and there's three people with masks, you know, across their face.
And that's even more unsettling for some people, Debbie. If everybody's freaking out, at least I can go, okay, well, I guess I should freak out. But if some people are freaking out and others aren't doing anything, not only are you anxious about whether you should freak out, you're anxious about why aren't those other people doing it?
Well, people are quirky, and everybody reacts differently to things. And I think as long as I don't overreact and I do the best what I think for myself and for my clients that I'm one-on-one with, you know, that's what I can do. That's really what I can do. But I also found something out about myself in my own home.
Mm.
I being Italian, I have the typical freezer and an extra refrigerator.
Nice.
Okay. So I was in my garage and I was doing inventory on a shelf, and I'm looking and thinking, planning meals and seeing if I have, you know, for at least a week, and seeing if I have everything I need with what I have in my freezer and what I have in my fridge and what I have on the shelf. And as I was standing there, a mouse ran right by me.
What did?
A mouse.
A mouse ran by you, okay.
Yes. And normally, I probably would have reacted different. I just yelled at it like an idiot.
Well, yeah.
I even made myself laugh because I'm going, hey, what do you think you're doing? And I'm like yelling at this mouse, and he just continued to walk across the wall like I'm not even there. And I thought, well, There you go.
The mouse gave you the look of, hey, man, your problem's your problem. My day is Thursday. What's up? Yeah.
Well, he's got another problem. I threw the cat in the garage.
See? There you go. And right now that mouse is saying, I knew I should have said something when she said hey to me. Dang it.
I'm telling you, don't ignore me because I will come back with a vengeance.
Now,
quite frankly, the cat pushed the door open and came back out, so empty-handed or moused. Or,
how often do you do inventory on your grocery supply?
Pretty much every time I go shopping, because I'm one of those, I don't like to have to run out because I forgot something. I like to have enough for, you know, I like to plan. I'm like, okay, tonight if I'm going to have chicken, what can I have with the chicken? And I make sure I have potatoes, yeah, or I have rice, or I have a vegetable. And you know, I was raised that way. It's burned into our brains, basically. The only thing I'm missing is the second kitchen.
Well, no, yeah, like a kitchenette, not a full-blown kitchen, but you could make it functional if you had to, right?
Absolutely.
That's it. Debbie, thank you for calling. And tell the mouse I said hi. That's funny. Yeah, our perspective changes, man. When we're freaked out about one thing, those other things that freaked us out a week ago, nah. One time in an Aldi store, says the text, I saw a guy with a shopping cart full of sugar. I asked him if he was running a still. He told me he was a beekeeper. Ah. Yeah, during the winter, you got to feed him sugar because there's no pollen for him to collect. That's right. Ah. Come on, Eddie, roll with the changes. Only the strong survive. Good guy tunes. No, I'm sorry. On this, I will not bend. REO Speedwagon was a chick band. And there's nothing wrong with chick bands. Chick bands on cassette at the right time after coming home from the Boone's Farm visit. Chick bands served a purpose. KDK Radio. You call. You text. I'm not saying I didn't like them. I'm saying you wouldn't listen to them with your buddies. You'd listen to them with a date. Jim, if I can press the button. Jim and Beaver. Hi, Jim. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Eddie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, brother. What up?
Okay, I've been keeping really busy here.
Mm-hmm.
I painted my house, number one.
The whole house?
Inside, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I've been wanting to change the color, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I have three bedrooms, and I have a ranch house, and it took, I don't know, about 4 days. Took my time.
Yeah.
And, I do a lot of cooking myself. I'm by myself. So my kid went up to wherever he went, to Costco, bought me all kind of food here the other day, and I said, oh my god, so what do you do with that, like a 6-pound pork roast? Too much, you know?
So, no dude, no. Here, I'll tell you what you do with it. You got a crock pot?
I do. I have three of them. You want one?
No, I'm good. No, but here's
no,
what
I,
you
I do.
A pork yeah, roast. Here's what you do, my brother. I'm going to hook a brother up. You take that pork roast first. You put it in a skillet, and you brown it all on all sides. Then you put it down in the crock pot, whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is, what your favorite cheap barbecue sauce. You cover the pork roast with the crock, and you slow simmer that to the point it pulls completely apart.
Yeah.
And here's the important part. You know the jars of pepperoncini peppers?
Yep.
You take an entire jar, not the juice, just the peppers.
Right.
Pepper. Put that in there.
I love this thing, yeah.
And you let that simmer and stir until it literally, the meat just pulls apart with a fork. You will not have a better taste than Italian meat sandwich. Red meat does okay. Pork, it's killer. And I am so hungry right now. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. Thank you. Thank you for playing along tonight. Tomorrow, we'll get back to screaming. Jeff in the car. Appreciate you waiting on me, Jeff. What's up, man?
How you doing, Ed? I'm just out here driving one of them tractor trailers around trying to restock all these grocery stores.
Well, thank you, and be safe. And what's in your truck right now?
Actually, I was talking about frozen goods.
Mm.
So okay. I'm running around. It's minus 20 back here. It's a little chilly, but, you know, it's all fresh. It's ready to go.
I was going
to
say, it ain't going to thaw anytime soon, so you can take your time.
Yeah, I'm almost done for the day. One more stop.
All right.
We're trying to get the stock levels back. It's just impossible with the amount of stuff got wiped out from the stores at one time.
Well, not even just at one time. You would have stores get wiped out, and then the stores would restock, and 4 hours later, you get wiped out again. I think we've had enough days of panic where if you don't have enough toilet paper now, there's no such thing as enough toilet paper. I'd like to think that's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, that did. Even like my wife the other day, can you stop and get us eggs? I'm like, I drive the truck and there's no eggs on the truck. I was like, it's not like we can make the chickens do work overtime,
yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
Got to give it time to replenish.
And say, yes, eventually, dear.
Exactly. That's more or less what it was. So I've just been doing a little shopping list every day when I go out. It's like, okay, what do we need? And if I see it, I'll grab it.
Yeah, and you plan a little bit ahead where you didn't before. And if you need one thing, you grab two. But I've done that for a long time, Jeff, just because I think, mm-hmm. if I can get two, that's maybe down the road one less trip I got to make. So I'll do that.
That's kind of what I've been doing, the same thing. It's like, okay, I need that. I'll grab a couple extra just so I don't have to run out as often.
Yep.
Because even in our industry, you know, the precautionary stuff can be going into warehouses.
Right.
You know, I went into a warehouse over in Kellogg's a couple days ago. I had to sign a disclaimer, you know, where I've been, if I've been out of state, am I feeling ill, I'd leave my phone number. And so if something would happen, anyone that went in that day, they could contact and warn you. Other places have gone to the extreme. They're not even letting you in the building and letting you use the bathrooms.
Right.
You know, that's another thing we have to worry about. You know, when you get somewhere, you know, the rest area is being closed going up and down the interstates. You know, luckily, the major truck stops have still stayed open and been there for us.
Well, I saw when PA shut down places to eat and bathrooms, I saw a whole lot of people screaming, and I was right there with them because... It's exactly what you just said, Jeff. You're trying to continue to service the infrastructure that we all need, and it didn't make any sense to take away the infrastructure that truck drivers need while they're trying to service our infrastructure.
All right. But I've been getting a lot of thumbs up now on the highway, people waving to me.
Yep.
I had people follow the truck in when I got to the store. Hey, what do you got on here?
You know? Really?
Yeah.
I'd say nothing for you to keep moving.
It's the same thing. You know, you got toilet paper on it. I'm like, I don't know. It's a full truck. I could just see the first couple pallets.
Yeah.
It might be hiding in there. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be my answer. I have no idea. I just backed in, locked in, and I'm dropping off.
I'm going off, and I'm done for the day. Right?
Yeah, and don't walk towards me, because otherwise I'm going to have to get the tire iron out of the back of my truck, and that's a loss for everybody.
I got an old tool bar laying next to the fire extinguisher.
That's it. I remember at the truck stops, those old tire tool. It wasn't even a tool. It was a tire iron.
They used to use old axe handles.
Yeah, it was a wooden stick with a piece of metal.
That'd go out a wee little piece and would wet.
Yeah. How's the tire? Whack?
It was a tire thumper and a head thumper, whatever you needed it for.
Yeah, I remember the tire thumpers. They were always available in a big tub right by the door at the truck stop. Oh. Man,
are you almost done for the night or what?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done in about 7 minutes. Listen to me, Jeff. You drive safe, and thank you for doing what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing. Finding out real quick who's important to our daily existence, and the people that we thought were don't seem to be as much. Mike in Tarentum. Hi, Mike.
Hey, first time caller.
Hey, man.
Listening tonight. Over the last week, actually the last 3 weeks, I work at a grocery store, so I'm a manager department of a grocery store, so I've seen just thousands of people just to come in and just rush in and just take so much stuff everywhere.
You've seen it all, good and bad.
I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've seen the mask, I've seen the non-mask, I've seen why the heck don't you have it there, and why don't you, you know, I've just seen it all.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, not being able to come home to hug my mom because she was in the hospital in February. She has an immune problems and different issues, health issues. So
right.
It just makes me think a lot more like, you know, how much more people can be here one day and not gone the next day. You know, so I have to stay away from her. I haven't seen my mom in about 4 weeks now. So,
yeah, and I could
and
say,
I'm gonna walk
away. Well, I could say, well, you could do Skype and FaceTime and all that, but you and I both know that's not the same thing.
No,
no. Well, Mike, stay in touch. And what Mike just brought up, it's perspective, and human beings don't like having perspective smacked into their head differently. My perspective and what's important to me is I'm going to go and do this and this and this, and all of a sudden it's like, well, but now you're not able to see a loved one. I have a loved one right now that is in self-isolation. And the idea of, and it's happened once. I got in my truck. Hey, I'm coming over. Oh, I guess I'm not. That's weird. And that perspective's up your brain really, really quickly. And I hope these lessons that we're being forced to learn are lessons that we apply after this is over. Helen in Forest Hills. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Eddie. Do you remember a movie called On the Beach with Gregory Peck and Ava Gardner?
No.
That's way before your time.
Okay.
There was some kind of radiation that went all through, all over the earth, and this
right.
group of people ended up in Australia. And it was like a, you know, because that's the only place that was left without the radiation. Well, I've been feeling real melancholy,
mm-hmm.
and I called my half-sister's daughter, who I have not seen for 40 years.
Okay.
And I called her, I think, two nights ago. And when she picked up the phone, I said, Kay. But she picked up the phone, and I was using my cell phone. And she said, I knew it was you because it said Turtle Creek. And she's, like, from Michigan.
Right.
She says, you're the only one I know that lives near Turtle Creek.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that that would show up on the cell phone.
Absolutely.
It
yeah, it does.
Well, and I've been calling other relatives that I haven't seen or talked to in a long time.
When talking to the people that you haven't talked to, has it helped with the melancholy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about old times.
Sure. Well, it's what I said earlier. You got to give your brain something to do to feel better. And right now, I think you have to give your brain time to do anything else to not feel worse. It's kind of a double thing going on. But
so
it's
you're
important.
You're going to be on tomorrow.
Correct.
That's good news. I'll be listening.
Well, why would you do that?
What do you mean?
We got to get you a better hobby. Have you learned to juggle?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that yet.
I will be
no,
here
I
tomorrow.
Juggled.
I will. Helen, that'll be part of tomorrow's show. Oh, my God. I'm here Friday. I think the cameras are on Friday. Maybe that's what I'll do Friday. Hello and welcome to Juggling with Radio Idiots. If you want to get in touch with me and I'm not here, you can do that on social media. Plenty of options. Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio, Crowtopia. And either one of those, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. Looking up either one of those. But like I said earlier, for the time being, the news stories that I have to pay attention to and share and post, the who, what, where, why, when, how, that stuff, that is going to continue on on Eddie Crow and KDKA Radio. Those stories will continue being posted there. For the time being, on Crowtopia, it's going to be cartoons and music and more than the occasional possum photo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.